The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
It was very early, on the first day of the week, and still dark, when Mary of Magdala came to the tomb. She saw that the stone had been moved away from the tomb, and came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved. "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb," she said, "and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter set out with the other disciple to go to the tomb. They ran together, but the other disciple, running faster than Peter, reached the tomb first. He bent down and saw the linen cloths lying on the ground, but did not go in. Simon Peter, who was following now, came up, went right into the tomb, saw the linen cloths on the ground, and also the cloth that had been over his head. This was not with the linen cloths, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went in. He saw and believed. Till this moment, they had failed to understand the teaching of Scripture that he must rise from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord. In the Gospel passage we've just heard, three of Jesus' close followers, Mary of Magdala, Peter and John, arrived at his tomb to find it empty, with only his burial cloths lying on the ground. Having witnessed and been traumatized by the violent drama of Jesus' passion and death, they are initially bewildered and can make no sense of the empty tomb. They knew that Jesus had died on the cross. Those hopes and dreams that they had pinned on him, whom they believed to be the Messiah, were seemingly shattered on Calvary. So seeing the empty tomb startles and amazes them. Yet one of the disciples, John, who enters the tomb, comes to faith. He sees and believes. Then Jesus begins to appear to them and certain other witnesses. He allows himself to be seen. Peter tells us that they have even eaten and drunk with him. What is going on? Peter puts it boldly, God raised Jesus to life. The one who was crucified is risen. But we're not talking about someone who's clinically dead coming back to life, or a resuscitated corpse. No, this is of a completely different order and has changed everything. Jesus' physical being has been completely transformed. It is still Jesus, but now living a different mode of existence, which is why they didn't immediately recognize him when he appeared to them, yet had no doubt that it was him. It took a while for the disciples to understand and grasp this new reality and find the means to communicate it, because it lay totally outside the realm of human experience. But when they did come to an understanding, remembering what Jesus had said to them and pondering the scriptures, the Holy Spirit opened their eyes and gave them the words to convey what they had experienced. So these formerly weak and disillusioned disciples were transformed into fearless and joyful witnesses to Jesus' resurrection, which they proclaimed with such boldness because they were utterly convinced that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, the crucified Saviour, whom God vindicated by raising him from the dead. Jesus' voluntary self-offering on the cross for us, for you and for me and for all humanity, shows a love that is totally selfless and went the distance. He took on all the weight of humanity's sin so that we could be definitively reconciled to God. It was God who allowed himself to be nailed on a cross for us. And he allowed this to happen because he was simply moved for love of us. Love never ends, as St. Paul says. It is imperishable because its source is the eternal God, who is pure love. Jesus won the victory over death through love, and love is stronger than death. Death has no hold on him. This victory over death he has won for us too. Because he so loved us, he offered himself in sacrifice that we may gain eternal life with him. All our deepest longings and yearnings find fulfillment when we live in union with our risen Saviour. And they will be fully realized when we die and are fully united to Christ. This is what our Lord so deeply desires for us. It was the whole point of the Incarnation, his mission and his passion, self-sacrifice, death, and resurrection. And we, who are joined to him, who are united with him, share in his death and resurrection now. In the Eucharist, which we are celebrating, the wonderful gift he left to us, he has given us, he offers us himself, his glorified body, the living bread of eternal life that nourishes and strengthens us and so unites us to our risen Lord. Little wonder then that for all this we cannot help but be moved to exclaim the Easter refrain, "He is risen. Alleluia, alleluia."